Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to us, whether you're on Facebook or Crosswinds Alliance Audio. We appreciate you being here this morning, and we want to speak of good things. We want to be encouraging. I hope that I have an inspiring message for you this morning, because we live in pretty difficult times and some very uncertain and unusual times. So this morning, I have a message that I've entitled, Jehovah Jireh is Ahead of Us. So I'm going to be reading some verses in the Bible in just a couple of minutes. So I want you to look up these scriptures so you'll have them for yourself and for whoever you're around when we read them. Go ahead and look up 1 Chronicles, somewhere close to the Older Testament, about a third of the way through. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8 through 13. You look that up, and then we will be reading from Psalms chapter 112 and verse 5 through 7. While you're looking that up, I just want to say that I believe that God, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, our great master, is ahead of us. Sometimes, you know, as human beings, we can have hindsight and we can look behind us, but we have trouble seeing ahead of us. But God, Jehovah Jireh, the great I Am, the one who appeared to Moses one day, and Moses said, "Who should I say sent me?" He said, "I am that I am." So Jehovah Jireh is ahead of us. And even though we live in sometimes alarming, uncertain times, we know that God is in the lead. And if He's in the lead, that means we're following. He goes before us. Sometimes as human beings, you know, we feel apprehension. We feel uncertainty. We feel hurts. We may feel afraid. And I have a little dial here that says sometimes we feel depressed. We may feel like we don't have enough money. We may feel we're dealing with illnesses, cancer. We prayed for Tom this morning. Sometimes we have dealt with bullying. Sometimes we deal with addictions. These are just human things. You know, we live in a world that's broken and cursed, and thank the Lord that Jesus breaks the curse, but we live with these things. Sometimes we deal with divorce. Sometimes we deal with loneliness. Sometimes we deal with death. Sometimes we deal with worry. Sometimes we deal with a broken heart. You know, how does this all happen? What do we do about this? The only thing that we can do is we have to go to the Word of God. We got to go to the Holy Spirit, and we have to read from what He says He can do and what He does in our lives and in our hearts. So we face this. All of us face it. There's not one of us exempt. There's not one of us that don't go through some pretty difficult times. But we're going to find out that God goes before us, and He can comfort us, and He can inspire us and encourage us. So let's look at those scriptures in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8 through 13. It was a psalm, like a song from David that he gave. He said, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those that rejoice seek the Lord." Sometimes we want things, but we want God to do everything, don't we? We really want to. We don't want to put too much effort into it sometimes. We want God to do everything, but sometimes we have to seek after God. Sometimes we have to put forth an effort. We have to search. Jesus even said, "Search the Scriptures." In verse 11, it says, "Seek, and the Lord will, we can get strength. Seek His face forevermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders in the judgments of His mouth. O seed of Israel, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen ones." So even though at times we feel like it's tough or we live in difficult times, I believe we are a chosen one. But we need to stay connected to Him. We need to stay connected when we feel pushed, when we feel pulled, when we feel like we're being tempted, we stay connected. Because there's so many distractions, there's so many disruptions at this time that we have to find ourselves going through this with our minds on Him. When we find that we can keep our minds on the Lord, I believe we'll find a presence that He gives us. He has a presence, and He wants His presence to be with you. His presence is omniscient, all-powerful, omnipresent. What does omnipresent mean? It means He's everywhere. It's a spirit. That's why we worship God in spirit and in truth. But we need to anchor our hearts. We need to anchor and stay in Him and stay the course. No matter where we are, whether we can be in church or can't be in church or at home or not at home or in the stores or wearing a mask, no matter where we are, we stay the course. And God gives us the strength to lift us up. In the Old Testament, I know I've mentioned these three guys before, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, wow. They were facing real fire. They were facing difficult times. And they said, whether the Lord will deliver us or whether He will not deliver us, we will not falter. We will not bow to the idols. We will not. And I'm thinking back a long, long time ago. My brother may not know this, but I remember him speaking a message about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he said, they would not bend. They would not bow. Or burn. And that's been 40 years ago. And you know, sometimes those things just hit us. And I want it to hit us. I want us to know that we have some heroes. We have some earthly heroes and we have some heavenly heroes. We have some Bible characters that can be heroes. And we need to choose them. We need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And He will bring us to that place where we realize that we are chosen. We're chosen of Him. You know, the Lord knew us before we knew Him. Do you know that God had a knowledge of us before we had a knowledge of Him? He had a love for you and I before we had a love for Him. That's what makes it so great. God is great. He is good. His mercy endures forever. And even though we feel like sometimes we're on shaky ground, we have a firm foundation. Jesus is our chief cornerstone. And we stand on Him. We stand on a firm foundation. More than ever, our world changes. Not just daily, but sometimes hourly. Relationships come and go, and new opportunities flash before you while other doors are closed. Information comes from us from all sorts, sides. The media sources all over, they're constantly competing to attract our attention. Disasters strike and tragedies may unfold, and along with an occasional unexpected surprise. But with so much change, it's hard to feel like sometimes we're on solid ground, and the world can feel so strange and unfamiliar at times from one day to the next. But this is why you can't survive without the firmest foundation for your life. God remains the same regardless of what the stock market does or how many companies downsize. You can rest in the knowledge of that no matter how chaotic or unstable your life may feel, your relationship with the Heavenly Father it can be and is rock solid. I'm so glad we have Him. I'm so glad we're not going through this time in our life in 2020 without a Heavenly Father. I'm so glad that we can look to Him and know that He still is going ahead of us. He's leading us. He's never left us or forsook us. And you know, the assessment of our day is not based on how much we have. It's not based on how much we produce. It's not based on how much we've completed or whether we've completed our bucket list or whether we've completed our checkoff list. But you know, we do our assessments as Christians on how much we are focused and how much we firmly adhere to what we've been taught. Because we're living in a plan. You're living in God's plan. You're living in His purpose. And so one day is bigger than just part of a day. It's part of a purpose. It's part of a big master's plan. And we're His handiwork. God is working a work. God is working a work in you. He's working a life in your life. And what He works in us, He is reflected in His artwork. God is working a work. He wants to give us joy, but we have to let Him do that. I know that God wants to make us stronger, but we have to allow Him to do that. When we get through these difficult and uncertain and unusual times, I want us to be able to say we're stronger spiritually on the other side than we are now. I don't know what's going to happen to our bodies. I don't know what's going to happen to our lives. We still are very uncertain what's going to happen financially. We still have very uncertain, unknown times. But on the other side of this, I want to be able to say, my spirit has sought the Lord, and my spirit is strong. Your spirit's strong. Your heart's stronger. The only way we can do that is through the Holy Ghost. The only way we can do that is through His Holy Spirit making intercession and make an intervention for you and I. We can't do it on our own. On our own, we'll become weaker, but through Him, we become stronger. If He leads and He's the shepherd, then we follow as His sheep. And I believe that the work that He's working in us. So if you don't remember anything, I want you to remember these words. He's working a work. He's working a work in you. And that progress is gentle and it's beautiful. I believe it. One of the things that I think about when we think about lockdown and being in quarantine and staying at home is Noah. Noah, we can't get away from him. Brother Andy brought it forth how Noah was in the ark for over 14 months. And definitely they were in the ark for 40 days and 40 nights with the rain coming and everything, you know. But you know what's interesting to me is God opened up the doors. He opened up the ark door and He allowed all the animals to come in that were going to come in. And it was designated to go in, some by twos and some by seven. But they came in and all the people were invited. Anybody could have went into that ark for safety. But you know how many went into the ark? Peter tells us. Centuries and centuries later, in 1 Peter 3:20, you'll find the answer of how many people went into the ark. 8. Can you imagine? Only 8 went into the safety because they didn't believe the man of God. They didn't believe Noah. But there is safety in being obedient to Him. That's a capital H. H-I-M, to God, to Him. So let's look at something that might help us a little bit. I know none of us like the lockdown and being at home and all the time. I mean, wearing masks. But it is what it is, and we want you to be safe. So we're going to look at a couple of things here. One I want to look at is Noah's Ark. So Noah's Ark was definitely a family in lockdown. He had 40 days and 40 nights in the ark. Noah's family was confined in a large boat. And as Brother Andy said, over 14 months, they couldn't find dry land. But there were no windows, no balconies, no terraces, no internet, no phone, no TV, no YouTube, no Facebook or Netflix. They only heard rain, pounding rain. They spent their time caring for the animals, loving each other, and praying and communing with the God who's given them safety and who saved them from the flood. Noah was a man of faith, and he obeyed His word. Remember, even when there is an ocean of viruses and a life that's stormy and it feels like a rough ride, God is watching over us. He's going to make a way for you. He's going to make a way. The Son of God would tell us, do not be afraid. When Jesus was on the boat and the waves was tumultuous, and on the Sea of Galilee, which I'm so happy that my mind can think about some of these experiences because I was there and I rode a boat on the Sea of Galilee. But on there, it was really a rough moment and tough times. And Jesus came above out of a sleep and said, peace, be still. Your waves stop. Wind, be silent. Wow. I feel like sometimes we're so unbelieving. I really do. And at least I can speak for myself. And I'm ashamed of myself because I want to be a believer. Am I a believer? Of course I'm a believer. But we can believe, we can be stronger. We can have more belief in the word that can bring us faith. You know what? You know how faith comes? This isn't in my notes. Okay, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If you can believe anything, faith will be there. Faith can be here. Let's read. That's how faith comes. Hearing by the word of God. And we become stronger through that. I said to you that we would read in Psalms. So let's look at Psalms 112. I'll get back to lockdown. Let's look at that. Because I love it. I tried, Dave. I tried to stay out of Psalms. I tried. I can't do it. I the last time I spoke, I said, I realized. And after all these years, I've realized I can't do it. I can't. It's in my heart. Somehow it's there and I just can't do it. But here it is. But it's great. It's because it's his word. It's a psalm. It's David saying in Psalms 112, verse 5 through 7, he says, a good man deals graciously in lands. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. A secret. This is a secret. I might have got this from my brother. I don't know. But if you want to be remembered, you want a legacy, stay in the Word of God. If you want a legacy, be remembered for being a Christian. If you want a legacy, just have a legacy of knowing Him and being able to walk with the Lord. Verse 7 states, He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord. Always trusting. Not even understanding, but always trusting. So, we have Noah. I said I'd get back to the lockdown. We still have Noah in the ark. Poor guy. He's been there for a long time. The Son of God tells us, don't be afraid. Be faithful to Him and wait patiently. The rain will stop one day, and a rainbow will shine, and all will be better again. We have to take that by faith. We can't see it. I wish I could see into the future, but I don't understand seeing into the future. All I know is God prophesies, and I believe it. All I know is Revelations is written, and I believe it. I don't understand it. I can't understand seeing into the future. I can understand looking behind. I can understand hindsight. But looking in the future is real different. And only He can do it. Seances can't do it. The devil can't do it. Only a supernatural, all-knowing God can do that. Let's get a little encouragement from the word lockdown. If we're staying at home, and we have a lockdown. I know how to spell it. You almost thought I didn't, did you? L, listen to God's voice and reflect. Listen to God's voice and reflect. O, obey His word and His teachings. C, call on Christ Jesus. Be calm. K, know what God's purpose is. D, do well in His presence. Don't panic. Oh, offer a prayer for everyone's safety. W, wait and be patient. This too will pass. N, nurture our personal relationship with our living God. About a week ago, I met a friend on the street I hadn't seen probably a year. I think he wasn't too happy with me because I was wearing a mask and doing social distancing. Don't be offended. Don't be offended at friends or people you see or some. You know, people are just trying to stay safe. And there's all kinds of debates going on. There's all kinds of people that suddenly feel like they have a revelation of what's happening. Some people think they, you know more than the doctors, or one doctor feels like they know more than the other. I can't claim any of that, but I do know this. In 1960 to 1975, 15 years, in the Vietnam War, there were 58,209 Americans killed. In the weeks that we've just had, whether you consider it 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, in just several weeks, we've now crossed over, just in America, over 60,000 deaths from the coronavirus. It's very serious. We've now crossed over 1 million in America. And this is not globally. This is just in our nation. So if people are, you know, trying to, you know, be safe with them. Don't be offended. I don't have time to be offended for me. I refuse to be offended. Jesus said, don't be offended. Now that's another message, but just be calm. Be calm and realize that sometimes this is very real. And there's going to be all kinds of debates and everyone has their own interpretation. But I know one thing. There's not much defense to this coronavirus except staying away. Staying away and staying safe. So, the lockdown, we're trying to make it as good as it can be. So, getting back a little bit here. I want to tell you a story. I've never heard this story preached, but it's in the Bible. So, I'm not bringing anything new. I hope to bring something new and encouraging to you, but it's in St. John chapter 1. Now, I have to paraphrase a little bit because in the scripture, sometimes it pops in a thought, and then it pauses, and then it goes on to something else, and sometimes it goes back and forth. And sometimes it feels like it's slightly fragmented, but it's not. It's just the author, I think they get excited like me. Nah, that was free. There was a man, his name was Philip in the Bible, and he had a friend, and he knew a man, and his name was Nathanael. Nathanael, he said, I want you to come see a man. I want you to come meet this Christ. I want you to come see this Jesus. And he was born in Nazareth. He was a Nazarene, and he's just a great man, and I think that you're going to find him very, very special. And Nathanael said something like, can anything good come out of Nazareth? I'm really, wonder about this. So Philip said, well, come see. So Nathanael went and thought, I will see for myself. Excuse me. So anyway, Nathanael went to see Jesus. And Jesus saw Nathanael and he said, I saw you under the fig tree. And there's another scripture that talks about, and it alludes to Jesus thinking of Nathanael as a man of integrity, a good man. But I saw you. And Nathanael said, wow, you weren't there. Nobody was around and you saw me under the fig tree. You saw what I was doing. I was searching the scriptures because in the Old Testament, it talked about this Messiah coming. It talked about this Jesus coming. And Nathanael, he suddenly realized, this is the Son of God. He said, you are the King of Israel. And so this Jesus told Nathanael, who had never met, on earth and saw him. He saw him under the fig tree, and Nathanael realized, what would we think? How would we relate? How would we act? How would we react to somebody that told us where we are and what we are thinking before we ever met him? No wonder Nathanael realized, Jesus, he wants us to see him. This is not something that he's hiding. He wants to reveal it. You know, some people like to quote that scripture that, you know, God, great things that God's done, but he doesn't reveal them to us. But in the next scripture, and I know it's been a while since I've read that, but it says he reveals them to us. He wants to reveal us the mysteries. So finishing up and kind of rounding up, I want to kind of reiterate just for a moment what I said earlier about we are God's plan and we're his handiwork. We're in the master's handiwork because I think it's so important. And I want to encourage you that it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. But one of the things we love about the artwork of children is their openness. Being sincere in the way they express their emotions and in the way they draw. Maybe we can enjoy their artwork so much because it's not perfect in the way it's done, but it still expresses their beautiful way they feel and what they're trying to put on into their coloring or into their work. God's work in our lives reflects the same kind of honesty that we see in the artwork of children. We're certainly not perfect people because of what God does in us, but we reveal our Creator's holiness and love for His creation. We are a work in progress by the Master's beautiful handiwork. I am so glad that you and I can reflect on the Word of God and have His reflection in our life. Allow others to see it. Take this time as not a time of like, wow, I'm sliding away from God, but reach for Him because He's leading us. Jehovah Jireh is ahead of us. He's ahead of everything. He's our shepherd. He's our great one, and we're going to follow Him. And in his sovereignty, in His faithfulness, in His greatness, we will find that no matter what circumstance we're in, He does care, and He does see you, and He does watch over us. Allow that to drop into our hearts, and so we can trust Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word of God. We thank You that it's a light unto our feet and a light into our pathway. And we thank You, Lord, that You're going before us and You'll lead us into joy. You're going before us and You'll lead us into goodness. Lord, You're going to before us and You'll lead us into mercy. You won't lead us into damnation, but You lead us into greatness. In our hearts, in our spirits, You're leading us into life eternal. And in our earthly minds, we don't know where we're seeing to go sometimes, but that's why we're dependent on You. I don't want to be independent. I want to be dependent upon You. God, give us the strength. Give us the integrity to say, in all things I will stand. In all things I will move ahead. In all things I will follow You, Lord, because Jehovah Jireh goes ahead of us and leads us. Lord, we only have a future. We don't have. History's gone. So God, lead us into the future and lead us into paths ahead. Lead us into the path of righteousness. Lead us into faith. Lead us into truth. And God, may we follow You, because You'll never go wrong. You'll never steer us wrong. You'll never lead us wrong. And we thank You, Lord, that we trust. May our hearts be true. May our hearts be honest. And may our hearts lead us in a way that we know that it's real and we know that's everlasting. Lead us continually into Your Word, through Your Word, and we just give this time to You. We give our hearts in this difficult time to You, knowing that You'll lead us and comfort us. In Jesus' name, and we'll thank You and praise You. in advance for what you're going to do in our hearts and in our spirits, in our souls. May our minds be upon you today for your greatness and your love. In Jesus' name, amen.